best new sound. Radio that Sparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
It's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO. Land of County Radio.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:26. This is Jeff. Hope you're having a good morning. Had a good weekend. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing this morning?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always good to have a chance to be here and say a few words every couple of weeks. And you're right. It is a very pretty day out there today, although it was a bit cold and frosty this morning.
It was. You know, I think I was telling you I'd heard a well-noted weather meteorologist stated one time that April 15th was usually the last recorded date of any kind of freeze, so hopefully we've got it out of the way now.
Well, this is April 15th, and we had one this morning. I had my roof was white with frost, so I know it took place today, so maybe this will be the last one, and we can start looking forward to that warmer weather.
Exactly. I'm seeing some 70s in the forecast.
And
so.
It wouldn't hurt me to see a few 80s in the forecast. It's been a long winter. Mm-hmm. Dry up so the farmers can get back into the field and begin to do their work and that sort of thing. They were quite active. I've seen some planted fields already this year. But the rain, I recorded an inch and a half over the weekend. That will obviously shut them down for a few days until they can get restarted on it. But other than that, it's pretty good.
Yeah, all this rain and then the snow they had up north, and that is...
Yes, they recorded quite a bit of snow up there last week, and there was even some, even as close as Bowling Green, Missouri, and a few places that took place on Saturday night. Now, that melting will have to occur and will take place, and obviously it'll come down the river and it'll go by Chester. I haven't seen any new hydrological forecast releases. I know it's been dropping the last few days. I think it's dropped up roughly 2 foot in the last week or so at Chester. It's still over Route 3 south of Chester, and a few other bridges are still closed, but it was dropping. Now, I don't know if this weekend's rain is going to change that or not. The Army Corps of Engineers will be updating their forecasts here in the next few days, and well, actually later on today, and of course over a period of time. I think it takes them a little while to plug it into their models and see if that will... You know, if that will cause it to resurge, or we'll find out, or if it's just going to slow the drop a little bit. But hopefully it'll continue to drop, and we won't have any more major flooding this year, and that would really be nice.
Right. Of course, that affects the Kaskaskia as well.
Oh, it affects the Kaskaskia because it's, well, here, you know, in Randolph County, what you're seeing in the Kaskaskia River is simply backwater from the Mississippi River. But the Mississippi has to go down before the Kaskaskia can drain, and then they can release from Wren Lake. I know they have quite a bit there at Wren Lake. They were, you know, considering releasing as soon as, you know, there was enough downstream that they could begin that process. So that still has to take place, and hopefully we've seen enough of the raining for a while that we'll have a chance for it to the floodwaters to recede a little bit, and that'll help out, and we won't have any more major flooding this year.
Right, exactly. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and get our break in
here,
and we'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. 9:35, this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and again, we're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder this morning, and on this April 15th.
April 15th, tax day.
Exactly. If you haven't got it in by now, you need to get it in today.
Well, you have until the end of the day to theoretically file it or file an extension for it, one or the other, and pay whatever amount you would owe.
Yeah, I imagine most people who are going to get money back have already
that people who tend to receive refunds tend to file quickly. People who tend to owe tend to wait to the last minute, and I think that's just kind of normal behavior for people. But
right,
the day is the big day that True. Everyone talks about.
True. What about as far as the county goes?
Well, as far as the county goes, we're in that midsummer time period. The border review already has a docket prepared. We now have the board full and ready for appointments, and it will be beginning shortly. I don't have the exact schedule in with me, but it'll begin in shortly for anyone who wants to discuss their reassessments, which everyone received in Randolph County. If I remember correctly, I think there was about 50 or 60 individuals, which doesn't seem like a tremendous mm-hmm. number, who were going to discuss it. And that will be taking place here late April and through May. And then once that process is complete, then we'll begin the, wrapping up the, we'll enter the information in the computer, wrapping right. up the levies and assessments, preparing the tax bills. We're probably looking to be similar on time as to where we have been in the past, within a week or two, one way or the other. But the tax bills will probably be going out somewhere around early to mid-June with similar payment dates of middle of August type of thing, middle of August into September. So that is pretty much on schedule at this point in time. And moving forward fairly well. Other than that, most everything else is in the middle time of the year. It's that kind of the time of the year when you tighten up because you haven't received this year's taxes and you pretty well spent last year's, and so you're moving forward from that point of view and working through the process. There isn't any other major issues out there on the horizon at this point in time. I did see a notice today that I believe it was April 26th, which would be next week. The Baldwin Highway, the Baldwin Blacktop there between Ridge Road and the village limits of Baldwin, and then north of the village of Baldwin up to the county line of St. Clair County, that is on one of our dockets to be resurfaced. The state of Illinois, obviously, the Illinois Department of Transportation, it coordinates with that, and it is on their docket to be reviewed, I believe, April 26th, not anticipating any problems because it's already more or less pre-approved. It's just a matter of getting the final approvals on and getting it out to bid, so hopefully that project will go sometime later on this summer. There is no other large projects right now. Obviously, we always have our regular, pothole repair and cleanup through the summer and ditching and those types of things. But there are no other large bridge projects or anything like that scheduled at this point. We had some last year and the year before. You kind of do those from, you'll do a group of them every two or three years, and then you let your motor fuel tax funds, recover and build back up until you have enough to consider the next projects and work on the larger bridges and those types of issues.
Right.
But that's the process for which it goes through.
Yeah, definitely on the potholes.
This is going to be a bad year for them. I know there's already been a lot of them filled, and it's not just Randolph County that deals with them, but it's also the various road districts in Randolph County, Road District 1, 2, and 3, deal with them as well, and most of them actually occur in those areas. And, of course, many of them are inside the city limits of one of the villages or city limits that have to be dealt with. But it was a long, cool, wet winter, several freezes, hard freezes, and thaw back up, and it has left behind quite a few potholes. I've noticed them myself, and here in the Sparta area, Road District 1, they've done a pretty good job of patching them as quickly as you can and as best you can. Right now, it's like this morning, it's real difficult to patch them because they're full of water.
Right.
You have to wait until they dry up and get clean and dry before you can do something with them. Otherwise, if you throw cold patch in them now, you may have to do an emergency one, but basically it's just going to knock it back out. The traffic's just going to break it back out over the next few weeks, and you just have to patch it again. But to get a good quality patch on it, you need the road to be clean and dry, and we haven't had a lot of that period as of yet.
Right.
But through the later on in the spring, as things dry up, there'll be quite a bit of that that'll have to take place, more than what would be in a normal year due to the difficulty of the winter and how wet and cool it's been. It was not an easy winter for roads.
Definitely not. Not an easy winter for anyone, really.
Well, the older you get, the worse it gets. I've kind of noticed that. Yet they seem to grow longer every year for some reason.
I agree with that.
And but this one seemed a little more so than others have been in the past.
And we've talked a little bit about economic.
On the economic development front right now, there's not a tremendous amount going on. If you've listened to the program before, you've heard me talk about the enterprise zone that Randolph County has. We put that application in last year for an enterprise zone in combination with Monroe County, Randolph County, the village of Valmar, the city of Columbia, Illinois, city of Waterloo, Illinois, city of Redbud, Illinois, village of Evansville, city of Sparta, and city of Chester. I believe I named them all there. In combination as a group, filed for an enterprise zone for the area. That application will be reviewed all through 2019, and I believe we have a fairly good shot at receiving an enterprise zone. If not, we have the opportunity to resubmit at the end of 2019 for round two in 2020. And between the two of them, I think we have a very good chance at getting one. That is to help with state sales tax, state utility taxes, etc. It's state tax abatements for businesses expanding, locating, or expanding within that enterprise zone, and that is the purpose of it. Just like in local areas, we have the TIF zones, mm-hmm. tax increment financing areas. From a state level, it's the enterprise zone. And the TIFs zones and enterprise zones become tools in our toolbox that we use to attempt to attract business into our area. And they're all beneficial. You never know exactly which one is going to do what. It's kind of in life. You put a large number of items out, and you hope that one of them will come to fruition. And over a period of time, many of them do. But you have to get out there and try different things if you're going to have success. And this is one of those areas that we're working on. It's worked on through the Progress Committee in Randolph County and the Progress Committee in Monroe County. And both of them have done a very good job in supporting and working towards it. I remember I worked on it. I was kind of the lead on it for Randolph County during the process. Of course, right now we're just in the review and waiting area mm-hmm. to see. Otherwise, there's nothing particularly pressing out there on the economic development front. As always, they continue to talk about possible things that may or may not happen with the Baldwin power plant and Vistra. At this point, I don't think there's anything really said. It's just conversation as the possible things that might be done as the world, I guess you would say, in some sense or another, kind of begins to transition from coal to other types of energies. And it's will take place over a period of time. But that period is going to be a long period mm-hmm. of time in relationship to our lifetimes and those right. types of things. But it's going to be out there and it's going to occur.
Right. And I see a lot of activity down here at the Gateway plant between Baldwin and Redbud.
Yeah, Gateway FS has done quite a bit in, and FS in general has done quite a bit in developing that area next to the river. That was actually a project worked on with economic development, I believe it was 3 years ago, in order to have those expansions there, and they've done a tremendous job in locating their new fertilizer and operations there. They had to have palatable water there, and there was no water lines in that area, and we put together a number of different grants, the Progress Committee did, and to actually basically lay a water line underneath the Kaskaskia River from just west of Baldwin under the Kaskaskia River and all the way up there to trying to think of the name of that road. the first mm-hmm. crossroad just west of the plant. It slipped my mind, but I'll think of it in a couple minutes. I'll think of it in a couple minutes in order that they can have palatable water there into that fertilizer facility so they could build it. And that was an important part, as well as some funding from IDOT in order to improve that turnoff. And mm-hmm. and they rebuilt that turnoff there and that area, that road in there, so it's sufficient to get the larger trucks in and out of, which is very important if you're going to have a fertilizer operation there. Also, there's a railroad crossing that was built there a number of years back. And if you've drove across that lately, you know it's kind of rough. And the bottom area underneath that track that supports that as it crosses the road has been kind of an issue, and that is on IDOT's radar. Of course, it's not a county issue. Randolph County has no authority to work on it, but IDOT is aware of it, and they are working on a plan to basically pull that track up, and well, they'll have to pull it up in order to accomplish it, mm-hmm. and rebuild that foundation and footing on that area where that track crosses the highway there. Otherwise, I mean, you can fill the potholes there, but they'll continue to break out until mm-hmm. they rebuild that area underneath it, and that is in the process. They'll be taking a look at that through the course of the year. Hopefully they will get that on their agenda and get that accomplished this year. I haven't heard specifically one way or another. And that road was Griggs Road. I knew I would come up with it.
I could see it up there.
Yeah, but. The line ran from west of Baldwin to Griggs Road, taking in that area. And, getting that water line under the Kaskaskia River, that was that boring under there, that was the issue, the big cost of it in order to make that available. But now it makes that it's a wonderful industrial area, and it also allows if TMW there would care to expand, and I know they have done some work on actually building river towboats. They built a couple there. I've had a tour there, I think it was last summer, I believe it was, where they were working on one. So all of that helps bring, a little bit of growth here and there to their area, and that's important.
Right. Any growth,
anything you can include or add becomes just that much more down the road. Mm-hmm. Because when you accomplish one task, that puts you in a position to be able to accomplish the next one, et cetera. And so you need any type of growth and improvement you can make in a community is going to help out in one way or another and allow for other types of growth and improvements. Everyone always thinks of the big factory that moves into town and solves every problem, but that's not typically how economic growth occurs. It occurs through local people doing small projects, one building on top of the other.
Exactly. That's how everything is built up to this point anyway.
Yes.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take our next break here. We'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. We'll be right back. And welcome back. I got a little under 3 minutes left in the program today, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder.
Here
we are.
It seems like we covered a number of topics before. I was discussing some of the economic development activities of Randolph County as best we can do them. Of course, Randolph County itself is primarily agricultural, but as best you can, we were discussing that. We were discussing the floodwaters a little earlier. I haven't heard any updates on how that is going to go. The last I had heard was that it was receding at Chester, which is what we want to hear, but the water is still over Route 3 south of Chester, and several other roads are still closed.
So if you're going that area, that's still closed.
Be aware that there are some closed roads. These are the ones that typically go under right away, but I had not seen another final update on it. They should be out this morning, and hopefully we won't have any additional flooding from the snow that we had over the weekend, snow and rain. That won't drastically increase the river's levels any, and we can kind of get back more to a normal spring. Randolph County did actually put forth a proclamation as a disaster area due to the flooding. We typically do this every time the water gets up around 40 feet, which it did. That way, if the flooding remains severe enough and becomes a problem, and then there would be federal funding available for cleanup cleanup and restoration, and there will certainly be some cleanup and restoration involved. The roads that have been covered have to be cleaned, and there will be ditch work, et cetera, to be done around those to get them back into shape. And should there be federal funding down the road, 6 months or a year from now, we would then be eligible to receive it. Mm-hmm. As the federal works from that type of situation, they take a look at both sides of the river, basically from St. Louis to Cape, and evaluate if they thought there was sufficient damage that they would need additional funding through FEMA. And if there would, then they put together the package, and then everyone puts in their estimates and declarations, and they review it at that time. If FEMA looks at the whole flooding process and says, no, it was not that bad from St. Louis to Cape, then they simply won't be any, and then if there isn't any, of course, we won't participate in it as well. Mm-hmm. But should it get worse, and there should be some would become available, we would be in a position to receive it should that happen, because there certainly will be costs to Randolph County. There always are, particularly around the road districts and those types of things, and bringing it back up and cleaning up the roads that were covered.
Okay. Next county board meeting is?
Oh, next county board meeting, it's good to announce this. It'll actually be Thursday morning this week, because Friday morning is Good Friday.
True.
We're in Holy Week, which I guess everyone knows. And this Sunday will be Easter Sunday. Friday is actually a holiday at the courthouse, Good Friday. And so we moved the board meeting to Thursday at 9 a.m. in the boardroom. If anyone would like to come and listen or discuss any issues, we'd be happy. If you have a particular one you need to get on the agenda will be prepared and posted by 9 a.m. on Tuesday. That's tomorrow. Other than that, there are no significant or I would say controversial or unusual issues on the agenda at this point in time, other than the normal issues of paying the claims against the county and the normal reviews and appointments that we do on the records and the results of the last 2 weeks. But other than that, there are no real anything particularly of interest or different than normal.
Right. All right. Well, thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. It's always good to have a chance to come in here and say a few things.
All right. We will talk to you again next time. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. Have a great day.